Well, hello and welcome, my Serenity Church family.
Hi, Amber.
My name is Amber, and I'm a grateful overcomer. I also have a new life in Christ. Hey, guys. First off, I just want to start off by saying how blessed and how honored I am to be here on this night and serving in this way. Although my recovery took me to a different area, and I serve regularly in a different church, this is my first home. This is where recovery started for me. This is where the beginning was, and this is my always home. And it's, you know, you guys are just one of a kind, and you were the first. This was the first place that I thought I thought that I really belonged in, and you know, home could be a home. And I also am feeling extra honored to just be here, the last service in the building, because we've all known and loved. And even though it's bittersweet, this moment seems, you know, to be emotional, and it is what it is, because it's what we've known. We also know what we've come to know is that Serenity Church is just not a building. We are a body of God. We are a body, and God has called us to be who we are no matter where we go. Amen. All right, so before we get started with communion meditation, I just wanted to take a moment to just recognize all the dads, because it is also Father's Day. And, you know, just say thanks for being our dads, you know, doing dad things and caring about dad things. And, you know, even when we didn't care, you did, and all that, you know. But I, you know, in that, it's also, you know, if we think about as parents, you know, how we feel about our children, that, you know, the first time that I actually understood the love of God, it was put to me in that way, in a way that I could understand. Someone had, you know, was mentoring me and was like, think about your child. Think about how much you care for your child. Think about how much you hurt when they hurt. And how much more does the Father in heaven hurt for you when you hurt? And how much more whenever you have emotions inside that you don't want to show, or you want to hide, or you want to walk away from, and you won't give them to him? How much more when they won't give them to you? That we won't share, we want to keep it inside. How much more does the Father in heaven want us to share those things with him? So I just, today on Father's Day, I just want us to remember the Father. So I entitled my communion meditation, Remembering the Miracles, Remembering the Mess, and Remembering the Messiah. When we say, do this in remembrance of him, what do we think of? When we remember him, do we choose to remember the parts that are easy for us to remember, or that are familiar to us, or that we've heard, or do we truly remember every part of him? Do we remember, or do we think of the miracle of his life? Do we think of Matthew 1, how he was born of a virgin, that miraculous birth, conceived in perfection without sin? And do we remember Luke, when his parents found him there at such a young age, teaching in the temples among the teachers, listening and asking questions with all the people around him, amazed because he just understood? That's how amazing he was from the beginning. Or do we think of Luke 9, where he fed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Or John 2, where he turns the water to wine? What about all the times he heals the blind, he heals the lame and the leper? And then how he raised the dead to life time and time again. Because in this moment, I feel that when we are called to remember him, I think it's easy to remember the crucifixion. But do we actually think about the mess that was behind it? Do we remember the Matthew 26 when he told the 12, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me before the end of this night? Or when he pulled Peter to side and he was sorrowed, and he said he was full of sorrow to the point of death, because he knew that the time was coming where he would be betrayed by the ones that he had surrounded himself and taught and loved the most. Do we remember how he was mocked and spat upon and cursed as he carried his cross and his crown? How he saved another soul as his very own life was being poured out? What about those merciful last words that said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Do we just forget about all that? Or do we really have the power to fully remember our Messiah? The one who died and rose again, gave his spirit to the world to dwell inside us as long as we should believe him. Whoever should believe will not perish, but will have the gift of eternal life. Sorry, I lost my place. The one who is seated at the right hand of God and has not only made a way for us to come to the Father, but also prepares a space for us beside the Father in the kingdom of heaven as we serve him here on earth. Most of all, do we live our everyday to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, to be not of this world, to be only living in this world, to serve his kingdom, to go out and make disciples. And I say that when we do this in remembrance of him, that we must remember all of him. So tonight, as we partake in the breaking of the bread, which represents his body that was broken for us, let us not forget it is the same body that walked more than 1,000 miles to serve us and to save us. And it's that same body that he has called us to be as we take part in the sharing of this bread. Lord, let us be filled with your spirit and led by the calling you've given us to be your hands and feet, to be the full body of Christ. And the blood, Lord, the sweet, sweet blood, sweet, precious blood, as we share in this precious cup that represents your blood that was poured out for us, let us not forget that it is the same blood that has washed us clean, that is the same blood that has connected us from now until eternity. The only blood that survived this world to remain perfect and pure for us, Lord, thank you. As we take this cup, let us not forget that it represents the vine. Let us be filled with your promise, Lord, that if I remain in you and you remain in me, that we will live life abundantly. Not only here in this life, but forever in the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Let us be filled with your kingdom purpose tonight as we do this in remembrance of you.